1933. Depression grips America by the throat. Two young inventors herald forth from the back of the comic pages a voice-changing gum for children to practice ventriloquism. The problem? That gum won't chew.
Gee whiz!
Say,
my voice sounds the same.
The New York State Court hears the case of the so-called Bubble Boys.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, this court finds you guilty of deceptive advertising and fraud. You are hereby sentenced to 2 years hard labor and $5,000 restitution. And may I say, I purchased your gum in grand hopes that my voice would change, for I am cursed with this voice. So I hope these 2 years break your backs, and you know what pain you've caused the nation.
Jumping bail, these men take it on the lam west across the nation in the hopes of clearing their names and saving their necks.
Who goes there?
Hello, gentlemen. We saw your fire.
What'd you call us?
Gentlemen?
No gentlemen here.
I don't know what that means.
You men, we saw your fire, and we're wondering if, my name is Sven Ingeborg, and this is my partner, Henry Mossmouth. We would like to sit down and enjoy the warmth of your fire, if you don't mind.
I've been carrying my partner here on my back since the Indiana state line. I wouldn't mind setting him down for a minute.
Feel free to dismount.
Indiana boys.
Well, actually, we're from New York City originally.
New York City, boys.
We're traveling the entire country, seeing what we can see and doing what we can do.
Did you see Mount Rushmore?
Not yet. We're still making our way west.
And we haven't yet seen Mount Rushmore. You seen that?
Nope, just heard about it in the paper.
You seen Kickapoo, Illinois?
No. Have you seen that?
Streets as wide as two cars.
Yeah, you can sit by our fire. You're sopping wet.
Thank you. My partner, Henry, here is sweating profusely.
Yeah, I've been carrying him for a long time. What's that you're drinking?
Pear water.
Take a little bit.
Henry.
Can you taste the pear?
I guess. Sven, does this taste like pear to you?
Yeah, nice and ripe.
All right, ha ha ha. Show us your badges.
Henry and I are not police. We are, you could say we're misfits of the law.
Misfits?
We're outlaws. We're on the run.
We defrauded a bunch of children.
Took their clothes?
We took their, spending money. Henry and I are entrepreneurs. We invented a voice-changing gum that took the world by storm and crashed it just as quickly.
Voice-changing gum, you got any of it with you?
Unfortunately, we haven't perfected the recipe, but when we do, we'll send some right back. It looks like you have some beautiful countryside here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Looks like you have some machine half stuck into the ground over there.
Sure do. Want to know what it does?
It's for coffee.
Well, I could use a little pep up.
A nice hot drink would be just a ticket.
It's not working right now.
Gotcha.
All we got is pear water.
There's more if you want.
I've had a good amount.
I think I'm okay.
When are you going to get off that man?
Yeah, he asked a good question. What's your name, sir?
My name?
Yes.
That's Jackknife.
I was just going to say it, but he said it.
And that's Turtleneck, who said that that's Jackknife.
And the guy that just said that was Turtleneck, his name's River.
River Drew.
Well, no. River Drew, Jackknife, and Turtleneck, we're proud to share
the... I'm Turtleneck, you were looking at him!
Oh, sorry, Turtleneck.
Hey, just because I'm 16 years old don't mean you have to look over me like that.
He's tall for a kid, isn't he?
Yeah, very tall.
And you guys do a good job of following eye movement.
Strong as an ox, too.
Really?
Sure.
I reckon we're the three strongest boys in the county.
Are you all...
I'm a little older, though.
Are you related?
Two of us is. Try and guess.
River Drew and Jackknife.
Nope.
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 Turtleneck and River Drew.
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
One more chance or we'll kill you.
That's it. Get the knife.
Well, there's only one pair left. A Jackknife and Turtleneck.
Good job.
That's right.
Whew. Close call, you.
Thanks.
You should see River Drew climb trees. He's the best.
I'll get up that oak right there before it can wink twice.
Climb the oak!
Climb the oak. There he goes.
Whoa!
Look at him. He just uses his knees.
Don't the eagles get mad?
We're friends with the eagles. They gave us our eggs.
You know, Darwin said that we used to be monkeys.
Who that?
He was a famous scientist.
I believe it.
Me too. There's something in my heart that tells me it's true.
Me too. When you said it, it didn't shock me. I believe that that has to be true. Then.
We've had talks about stuff like that before.
It's in our bones. Like soup.
Hell, I act worse than a monkey sometimes.
Oh, no.
Well,
I can be a downright dog.
We all have our animal natures, fellas. That's why Henry and I are here. We took whatever we could from those little kids, and we're on the run from the law.
Just like a beaver would.
When are you going to get off that mat?
Sven, answer his question.
The mat?
The man. When are you going to get off that mat?
I'm a man, Sven.
Oh, sorry.
Find anything good up there?
Just these dead leaves. But figure we can use them for kindling.
Hell yeah, we can.
Put them in a sack.
Sven, will you unhunch me now that you're off my back?
Sure. There you go.
Thanks.
You guys got any tobacco?
Yeah, in fact, we do. I can have a couple rolled already. Here you go.
Thanks. So,
they're wet.
Well, just put them close to your fire, and they'll dry off.
I burn my hand.
Not too close.
What kind of game are you trying to play, make River burn his hand?
We're not trying to play a game, fellas. We're just here for a little hospitality.
Yeah, right. I heard about lawyers from New York City who come into the country, and they try to sell people bad tobacco and get their money.
He's right.
We've talked about that before.
River, pack your hand in some mud. It'll cool it off.
All right.
You guys seem to talk a lot, tell a lot of stories to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not much else to do besides that in our machine.
Nope.
Said wash the machine.
Sometimes we sing. That's why when you talked about that gum, that got my interest.
Mm-hmm.
I like to sing like a lady.
Stood with two men. Don't forget that the Lord stood with two men on the day he died.
Could you help us with that?
Absolutely. Well, that's part of the main point of our journey here, is to perfect our gum. And once we do, you'll be the first gentleman that we ship it out to.
The gum is for the benefit of all mankind.
I love gum.
We could sing three-part harmonies without any of us getting married.
It's true. River can sing like a girl right now, but he's going to change soon. We all know it.
Yep.
I'm not looking forward to that day, to be honest with you.
There's a price for everything. All right, come by our fire. Let's go by the fire.
It's kind of a chilly night, but it's awfully nice by the fire.
Hey, or sit by me.
Okay.
You two do look good together.
Let me throw a blanket around your shoulders.
Oh, thank you so much, Turtleneck.
I'll tell you what, you are safe here. Under our watch, you're safe.
Well, thank you. We haven't had a safe day in quite a while, have we, Henry?
No. Part of the way, when I was running and Sven was sleeping on my back, I saw some turtles in the river that looked at me in a really weird way.
I think I know what you're describing.
That means they're pregnant. But that don't mean they're pregnant with just two turtle kindlings. That means they have three inside them. Right, Turtleneck? Three?
Yeah, if they were looking at them sideways, I'd say there's probably three. But if they were staring you down like there's something they're afraid of, it's probably four.
Turtleneck, do you know a lot about the ways of turtles?
What does it sound like?
Yes.
Have you ever heard a turtle cry?
No.
They can't.
That's lucky for them.
Tell me about it.
Or is it lucky for them?
That's a good point.
Mm.
I mean, Isn't it a blessing that we can all cry?
I don't cry. I'm a boy.
Boys can cry.
He cries. He just doesn't think we see him.
Stop it, Jackknife. I do not.
It's okay.
We can all hear it, River.
Sometimes just when the moon gets so big, there's nothing else to do but cry.
He's right.
See all them stars up there? You know, just over the hill?
Yeah.
It's a lot of stars.
One. Two.
Don't count them, Henry.
Thanks, Sven.
Every single one of those stars has a different god for it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
River says someday he's going to grow up and he's going to sell names to those stars.
I am. $50 a star's name. Why, I'll be living in an ivory palace.
You get your own certificate and everything.
If I had an ivory palace, I'd sell it just so I could use it to buy star names.
I like you.
I like you, too. This is a cuddly blanket.
Well, it's a medium-sized one.
Let me rub your guy's legs. You're ice cold.
Thanks, Turtleneck. Turtleneck rubs legs the best.
Think I'm going to go get some more pepper.
All right, Jackknife.
I'll be back.
We have some food that we brought along, a couple cans of beans that we'd be happy to throw on the fire if you got a pot.
Cans of beans? Oh, Turtleneck, please, can we have one of the men's cans of beans?
I don't know. You're going to get sugar sick.
What did I miss?
We have a couple cans of beans that we'd like to contribute.
We might get beans, Jackknife.
No, but you'll get sugar sick.
Not this time, I promise.
Okay.
Give me that.
You're letting him do it, Jackknife?
Well, maybe we could salt the beans to counteract the sugar.
All right. But if he goes and gets sick all over the floor of the cabin, yeah. I'm sure as hell ain't going to be the one cleaning it up.
I'll clean it up.
Yes, you will.
I can salt the beans. Sven can tell me one of the stories about how much he doesn't like me, and I'll cry into the pot.
Well,
teardrop soup.
That won't be necessary, Henry. While I was riding on Henry's back, he fell asleep at one point and was sleep running, actually. And while we were passing through a clearing, I saw deers at a natural salt lick. And as we passed it, I ran and grabbed a chunk of salt, so I have this natural salt from a salt lick to contribute to the soup as well.
I thought you were heavier when I woke up.
You know, if three deers lick the same salt lick, they share the same heart.
I didn't know that.
That's true.
How do you slay them, then?
I don't know, mister.
Raise your hand if you've kissed a girl.
Well, I am the oldest.
Henry and I have, we've encountered some women on our journeys, and sometimes it works out for the good, and sometimes it works out for the bad. What we've discovered is that it's a much more complicated kind of thing than you'd think.
There's a lot of very strange women out there who hate criminals.
I believe it.
Are they pretty?
They're all pretty.
They smell nice.
They smell incredible.
Jackknife's told us about it.
Jackknife, you've smelled women?
He's been married.
I was married.
What happened to your wife?
Love of my life. She died.
No.
She died having my son.
You have a son?
I do.
Is it River Drew?
I wish. No. Well, River Drew's like a son, but he's not my son.
Sandy Clay.
My son lives with my parents.
Do you get to see him?
Sometimes. I'm always sending stuff to him. I get to see him once in a while. But for the lifestyle we live, he can't be around us. We're out here working all the time. It's no place for a baby. Very sad.
Yeah, but I've read that babies shouldn't have coffee, so if you're out here working on your coffee machine all day, I could see where that would be a problem.
Even the fumes could be bad for him.
I can't keep it inside anymore. We make liquor.
He's right. We don't make coffee.
Reaver!
I couldn't lie to this gentleman anymore.
We didn't know if you were 5-0.
Absolutely not. I don't know if I'm 5-0, I guess.
No, you're not, Henry, and neither am I. No, that's fine by us. We believe that liquor is the right of any man. If he wants to celebrate, he should have a right to do so.
Was that an invitation to celebrate?
Do you need a reason to celebrate, Jackknife?
Usually. Not always. It helps. Makes me feel less guilty.
Well, in New York City, having unexpected guests is usually a reason to celebrate.
Not in this business. 9 times out of 10, an unexpected guest out here is one that you don't want to meet.
Mm-hmm. Either they want to take something from you, or they want to put up a fence.
Or the law. Well, would you like to sample our wares?
Well, sure. Maybe something a little harder than this pear water we've been drinking.
All right, go get it, Turtleneck. Good beans.
Yeah, we've been making liquor for a long time. It's all we know, really, that climbing trees, talking, telling stories.
Telling stories helps you process, you know. All the routine, mundane, day-to-day stuff helps you put it into kind of a more galactic context.
Henry and I love stories.
Absolutely.
There's a story about Niobe. There's a sweet little old lady who didn't learn the lesson from Arachne. Do you guys remember a story I told you about her last week? Yes,
oh, yeah. I'm not caught up, but continue.
Anyway, I think you'll get the picture. So this lady, Niobe, she's the queen of Thebes. That's across the ocean in Greece. You guys know where Greece is?
It's in Europe, yeah.
Yeah, very good. These guys know what they're talking about. So anyway, she is a beautiful queen. She's got gold and jewels and furs and every kind of finery that you can imagine. She's got so much to be proud of, but what she's most proud of, it wasn't how famous her husband was. It wasn't how beautiful she was, or that she comes from a great line of queens and goddesses, and it wasn't the power of her kingdom. What elated her, what turned her on the most, was her 14 children. She had 7 boys and 7 girls, each one more beautiful than the next.
That's a lot of kids.
Oh, you're darn right. And she still looked great.
Oh.
She has 14 kids, and she still looks, I mean, absolutely awesome. Anyway, there's an annual celebration in this town, Thebes, for Leto. Do you guys know who Leto is?
Mm-hmm. Leto Shuffle.
Jackknife, you stinking goofball. He knows who Leto really is. Leto. It's Apollo's mom, and it's also Artemis's mom. They're both Greek gods. Are you with me?
Yeah, we're right there, okay.
Apollo. All right, anyway, so the whole town's down there. They're celebrating all these guys. They're wearing laurels. They're bringing frankincense over to the altars. Everybody's having a great time singing songs about all these gods. Niobe, she comes down. She stands on a tower of bricks. She says, "Everybody stop! Why are you celebrating these bean poles? Why would you celebrate somebody you've never even seen when you've got somebody so beautiful and so perfect and so flawless? She's wearing all rubies, nothing but rubies, standing right in front of you." And everybody says, "Well, I guess you're right." So they take off their laurels, and they put the frankincense back into the closet, and they don't finish their rituals. Meanwhile, on Mount Olympus, we got a lady who's getting pretty ticked off, named Leto. She's getting pretty upset that all these people are disrespecting her. So she says to her 2 kids, "Hey, am I even a god anymore? Do I even resemble a god anymore, the way these people are treating me like trash?" So these 2 guys go down, ride in clouds. They see all of her sons playing football, or their version of football where you're riding in chariots. And he pulls back his bow and he puts an arrow through one of them's eyeball. He says, "Oh my," falls out of the chariot.
No.
Oh yeah. He takes another arrow, pulls it back, lets a string loose, goes right through another one's neck. He falls down. A 3rd brother runs over to see what's going on, puts an arrow right through his heart. 2 of the other brothers are wrestling just for fun. She shoots 1 arrow, and it goes through both of their hearts. And the other last one tries to pray to the gods.
Well, that should save him.
Unfortunately, it normally would have, but he already had shot the arrow by the time he heard the prayer. So that other one dies. And then this lady, Niobe's so mad that she says, "Well, even though you killed all my sons, I still have 7 kids. You only have 2. You're trash."
She says that to the god?
She shouts. She gets a megaphone. This woman's so audacious.
What's the megaphone jewels made out of?
What?
Is the megaphone made out of jewels like the clothes?
Oh, yeah. It's made out of jet and diamonds.
Oh, man. Wow.
What color is jet?
Black.
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 You guys know how much $1 million is?
Yes, a cave of coal.
Henry and I have just seen $1 million before.
You have?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Was it pretty?
It was gorgeous.
You can take $1 million, stack it on end, stack it on end, stack it on end, do that about 1,000 more times.
End to end.
Yeah, end to end.
And now you got about as much wealth as this woman had in one pinky finger.
She's rich.
I swear to God, she's so rich. So anyways, she says, I still got 7 daughters. You only got 2 kids. I'm still the best. Now that he goes ahead and shoots the daughters.
No.
All of them?
Yeah, he shoots all the daughters. And then her husband commits suicide because he's so upset.
Killed him in a way.
What?
Killed him in a way.
Yeah. So anyways, it's just kind of a... At the end of the day, it's a story about being good to everybody else.
We have a couple stories ourselves.
We've seen a lot.
I've seen a lot of largemouth bass just in that river. Want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Yes.
One time, I got into the canoe. And if there's one thing you know about canoes, is they tip over. Did y'all know that?
Tip a canoe.
Yeah.
Tip a canoe. Anyway, I was only allowed to drive the boat, but a couple of my friends were out in the boat. So I was in the canoe, paddling by myself. And the sun got so hot, I was turning like a strawberry, just as pink as ever. Anyway, I thought, well, I'll cool myself down and jump all into the river. So I stood up in the canoe, which was my first mistake, and it started teetering and tottering. And then I was gonna jump, but then I saw that there were all these big bass in there with their teeth shining like pearls. But I couldn't stop myself because of that tipping canoe. Sure enough, I plopped in. Turtleneck saw my wounds.
Did you get eaten?
Close, nearly. By a third of my leg. Took a good chunk out of my face, too.
These mother's sons had deep teeth, long teeth, and they made deep wounds.
Look at my necklace. That's one of them.
That's a fish? It looks like a little demon.
It's a tooth of a fish.
Oh.
But it does.
I didn't know fish had teeth.
They do around here. I wouldn't have said so either. Everyone comes into town, or we talk about these stories, and they say, you're lying, damn it.
And we say, stick your hand in the river and find out.
Pull out their hand, it's just bones squirming.
How come there's fish dentists if fish don't have teeth?
I don't know, why?
Oh, that's...
Oh.
Do you mean how come there's not fish dentists? Is that what you said? How come there's not fish dentists?
Isn't there?
I thought you had a joke coming up.
I should make it into a joke.
Yeah, you said there was fish dentist.
Yeah.
Which would make sense.
Thanks, Finn.
You see, when you set up something like that, I assume it's going to be a joke. We all know a lot of jokes, too. We tell them to keep bored. Not bored.
I know. Sometimes bored, depending.
I'm getting sugar sick.
It's all right. We warned you.
God damn it. I told you that was going to happen.
No, I should have messed my words up.
Did the salt help?
No, not too much. Feller over here couldn't bring it to himself to a cry.
You're so bean greedy, you scarfed him down fast.
I'm sorry, turtleneck.
Go on. Let it go into my hand.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hate that sound.
There are too many boogers in it. I'm going to go rest by the fire. I'm sorry, guys.
Don't let no puke in the fire. It's going to stink up the whole forest.
Yeah, turtleneck. I'm sorry, Jackknife.
Drink you some pear water. It's okay. Yeah. I'm sure glad you guys are here.
Glad to be here, too.
Yeah, it's nice to rest our weary bones. We've been on the run for quite a long time.
It's cool, too, because, I mean, we know all this stuff about each other, but it's just good to hear everybody talk, because we wouldn't talk like this if you weren't here.
Yeah, it's true. Having an audience here really makes a difference in the way that we communicate with each other.
There are nights, maybe a couple in a row, where we don't say a word to each other, just staring at the fire.
Right.
I can't believe it. You guys have such good stories.
Well, please. I mean, mine are really short.
But they're good. Tell one. Oh, please,
it's all right.
Jack.
They're just like things I notice. Well, there was one guy we know. I mean, this is whatever. But we know a guy who, we knew a guy that he caught on fire. He just caught on fire. And there's a word for it.
Spontaneous combustion.
That's right. Spontaneous combustion. But there's a little known fact, and this is just interesting more than anything. I don't know if it was spontaneous because he dreamed about it. He dreamed about it first, and he told me. Then he caught on fire. So is it still spontaneous? So my stuff's like that, like little things.
Do you think stuff in dreams can influence the waking life?
Yes.
That's called clairvoyancy.
I'd like to meet her.
It's an ability to see the future.
Oh. Well, River can do a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. If I shut my eyes for long enough without falling asleep, I can usually see what I'm going to do the next weekend.
What are you going to do next weekend?
Come home, trade a boat for another one.
That's those beans.
I'm sorry, y'all.
See, River wants to build a boat. He loves the sea.
I think I can do it.
But he's scared of riding them boats. All he wants to do is trade them.
I figure every man needs a boat. I don't necessarily need one, so I'll just keep trading until I get the biggest boat, and then I'll trade it to Noah for his ark.
I broke a chair once sitting in it.
He did.
Because
so
you,
embarrassing.
Because you sat down too quickly?
No, I'd been sitting in it for a while. I was just sitting in it. So when I was in the city, I didn't know anybody. I was sitting in it. It just broke. So brutal.
He told us when he came back, he showed us his butt. It was black and blue.
Just snapped.
Well, gentlemen,
yep.
It's been quite the respite that Henry and I needed.
Yep.
Before you go, let me draw a picture of you two.
Okay.
Yeah. Lean in close, Sven.
Don't worry, it'll be flattering.
I'll send this to that eagle's nest you got out in New York City, that mausoleum.
It's a monument.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And once we perfect the gum, we'll send a shipment right over here so you guys can change your voices and sing like women.
No, I can't think of gum right now.
There we go. That's the end of it, I think.
We can make
it can't be
anymore.
Sugarless version?
Sugarless gum.
There we go.
You made that. He wouldn't want to eat it.
Probably not.
I'd eat it all day.
You don't eat gum, you chew it.
But I'd chew it all day. It'd keep me from eating other food.
Well, gentlemen, your hospitality has been impeccable. I'll tell all our friends back in New York to come out here and visit you fellas.
Aren't you guys going to sleep over?
Come on.
Sun's going to come up any moment now.
Talk to me.
Sven's got to hop on my back. Both of us need to fall asleep while I walk west.
Well, let us walk you out at least.
Yeah, and we'd regret it for the day we die if we didn't give you a half gallon of our finest to take with you.
And we'll give you some pear water, too.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen. Just toss it in the saddlebags there.
I feel like we should carry one of us, too.
Yeah.
I'll hop on, Jack Knife.
And I'll hop on you.
Look at us. Look at that. Those Indian...
totem pole.
Savage warriors.
That's what
yeah, it's a totem pole.
And turtleneck really does look like a turtle sandwich in between you two.
Beluga!
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode written and performed by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, with Mike Brunlieb, Scott Nelson. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes, love us, hate us, just let us know it.
It's a damn wide ocean.
Fish on, fish on, fish on.
Oh, oh.
That's it, like a baby. That's it, take some more. That's it.
He's having a lot.
I hold him sometimes like you guys hold each other when you arrive.
Eyes are turning orange.
That's that Beelzebub or Mortimer, whoever the fuck. Oops.
He's got a lot of different names throughout history.
Fuck you.
Oh, we can't swear. Okay, I didn't know if I could swear in front of you guys.
Shut up. Stop talking to me.
All right, now who we got now? Damien?
Who are you, Spirit?
Talk to us. Get a spoon. Put it in his mouth.
No, don't put that spoon in my mouth. What's going
there
on?
He
put
is.
That
spoon hey, in his River.
Mouth. Hey, River. Put this spoon out of my mouth.
Put it in his mouth.
Come on, I don't got nothing in there.
Just keep it in your mouth.
Damien came out again.
Damien?